Making America Smart Again. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger. Are you tired of your boss stealing from your paycheck to send to a government that's writing checks its body can't cash? It's the government's worst nightmare, Dave Krieger.
And here we are on this Thursday edition. And of course, AI has made big news. Yeah, President Trump wants to give $500 million to AI to make this thing work, or is it billion? I forget which. I just, you know, I hear AI and it's like, I don't know what it is about my ears just tuning out on that. But you really can't help it. He gets people in there, and this is where Elon Musk is going to have a problem. Because Musk has already gotten on camera with Tucker and other people and said, you know, about AI, this could be good, it could be bad. Well, you know, it's here. And whether it's going to prove to be a force for good or evil remains to be seen, but we may have gotten a little closer to finding out, according to Tucker Carlson. He says a group of Texas medical students recently created an AI model that avoids the consequences of the state's abortion restrictions, allowing trainees to simulate the experience of advising a woman to terminate her pregnancy. What could possibly go wrong? Hope you got that. I mean, there's more to the story on AI, and, you know, sad but true, you know, Greg Reese is no longer with the Alex Jones InfoWars. He's doing his own thing on Substack looking for supporters. So in order to keep the Greg Reese thing going on this show, because he makes some very, very valid points about Trump and AI in this meeting he had with the Ellison, Larry Ellison, you know, I mean, these guys, Elon seems to think these guys are broke and they're relying on the federal government to cough up all the money. Here's what Greg Reese had to say about it.
At his very first press conference, President Trump announced plans for an AI healthcare system that can cure cancer. Artificial intelligence will create a gene sequence from everyone's blood sample and determine what kind of cancer you will die from in the future without their vaccine.
Could you just say one word? I hear so many positive things about what it's going to do for medical research and for solving things, cancer and all the different problems. How will AI help us with the fight against the various problems, diseases, etc.?
These guys can maybe share more about some of the work they're doing there. I think they'll jointly be some of the leaders about driving progress here. But I believe that as this technology progresses, we will see diseases get cured at an unprecedented rate.
One of the most exciting things we're working on, using the tools that Sam and Masa are providing, is a cancer vaccine. It's very interesting. Cancer tumors, little fragments of those tumors float around in your blood. So you can do early cancer detection. If you can do it using AI, you can do early cancer detection with a blood test. And using AI to look at the blood test, you can find the cancers that are actually seriously threatening the person. So we can, again, cancer diagnosis using AI has the promise of just being a simple blood test. Then beyond that, once we gene sequence that cancer tumor, you can then vaccinate the person, design a vaccine for every individual person to vaccinate them against that cancer.
And it will only take 48 hours to make your custom vaccine. So the idea of safety trials doesn't even exist anymore.
And you can make that vaccine, that mRNA vaccine, you can make that robotically, again, using AI in about 48 hours. So imagine early cancer detection, the development of a cancer vaccine for your particular cancer aimed at you, and have that vaccine available in 48 hours. This is the promise of AI and the promise of the future.
You know, these are highly respected guys. I was shocked with Larry because I don't even think Larry does this stuff. He did a very good job for a guy that doesn't do it much, right? But he's so respected and the group, and it's really an honor. But for Larry to be here and do this is very unusual because he doesn't do this stuff. He doesn't need it. He does. But I think it's an honor to the country. It's a great honor that this group, these are the top people that they're going to do it, and they're going to do it here, and we're going to make it as easy as it can be.
Larry Ellison is the founder of Oracle, who is already building 10 data centers in Texas to revolutionize the healthcare industry with 48-hour AI vaccines and to keep the peace through mass surveillance and drones.
During a recent Oracle Q&A, Ellison said AI will soon play a major role in monitoring society through a vast network of interconnected cameras, including security systems, police body cams, and vehicle dash cams.
Everyone would see it. Your body cams will be transmitting that. The police will be on their best behavior, because we're constantly recording, watching and recording everything that's going on. Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on.
Ellison's vision is for AI to analyze data from this network of cameras in real time in an attempt to prevent crime while also tracking and influencing public behavior for a safer society.
We have drones. If there's something going on in a shopping center, and I'll stop, a drone goes out there, get there way faster than a police car. There's no reason for, by the way, high-speed chases. You shouldn't have high-speed chases between cars. You just have a drone follow the car. I mean, it's very, very simple.
Trump has been advocating for this since 2016.
The biometric entry exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately. And I will tell you, it will be on land, it will be on sea, it will be in air. We will have a proper tracking system.
Meanwhile, the President of the United States is making billions on his meme coin.
Where is it today?
You made a lot of money, sir.
How much?
Several billion dollars, it seems like, in the last several days.
Several billion? That's peanuts for these guys.
Yeah, you can laugh about it now, but boy, this looks like surveillance state to me. If Ellison gets his way, I mean, look at all the data centers he wants to set up. These data centers suck juice. More than Monica in Bill's closet. Seriously. I mean, so much electricity, these things will take up. The grid is not ready for this. They're going to have to make independent electric producing plants just to handle the data centers. Ah, which means that anybody that wants to take one out, at least you know where the target is, right? You don't have to worry about taking out the grid if you want to take out a data center. But wait, EMP could take out the whole thing. The thing that was the biggest turnoff to me when I heard this discussion, and thank you, Greg, for that, was the idea that they're going to bypass all of the safety factors, the PREP Act, basically made Big Pharma not liable for all the crap they pulled, wanting to hide it for 75 years so people wouldn't know what went on during the drug trials. There virtually weren't any. They didn't want to report about how people died right after getting the jab. And then, of course, you know, when you pull clips with the audience cheering, we need more surveillance state. We need more cameras in places to keep people honest. Well, that didn't stop shoppers at LA's Costco store from beating each other up trying to get Pokemon cards. I mean, what kind of garbage is this? LA is burning and they're beating each other up and elbowing each other in the face over Pokemon cards because they want to buy the box set collection. Oh, my God. They want to go on eBay and resell them and make a profit. See, that, you know, so much for the American dream, right? People are just acting radical these days. I mean, it's just nonsense. But it's in California. What do you expect? You know, not everybody behaves like that. But, I mean, when you get shoppers in an area and you turn them on and brainwash them into thinking that Pokemon can make them money, how do you think they're going to behave? Turns into a free-for-all. Apparently, the police weren't called, even though everybody was yelling, call the cops. They didn't call the cops. They handled it internally. It's like two babies arguing over an all-day sucker, smacking each other around. I mean, this is the thing. I told you a long time ago during the jab crisis, when everybody was locked down during the pandemic, there were people in parking lots I actually physically observed damn near beating each other up over a parking space. See, this is what the country's become when you create the divisiveness here. It is a real problem with AI. Because they want to create a surveillance state, and all of those of you out there, you know, sheep, you all want to think, oh, I'm not doing anything wrong. The idea that every little thing you can do, I mean, we already have satellites that are looking at you from space. Oh, you think nothing of it. Yeah, go sunbathe in the nude out by the pool. And yeah, somebody up there's got a camera pointed right at you. Oh, but I'm not doing anything wrong. Yeah, it's craziness, isn't it? Hey, Lex Green agrees with me on the no such thing as a preemptive pardon. We'll talk about that when we get back from the break. Stay with us.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Need a document notarized even when one or more of the signers is out of state? What a faster way to close your real estate deals by getting your documents professionally notarized online at ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com. For more information and to book an appointment, visit ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com or call Aaron at 941-400-8282. A trusted Krieger Files partner. Good in all 50 states. That's 941-400-8282.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, back in the saddle here at 18 after the hour. We were talking before we went to break about the surveillance state being on the rise, and if Larry Ellison and all of the rest of those folks get their way, you can be in a major city. I mean, they won't do it in the country, but they will do it in the major city. Why? Because people out in the country are least likely to commit crime. Unless you are an illegal alien running around there, an illegal immigrant running around, you know, terrorizing the neighbors, you know, terrorizing farmers. I mean, this was going on forever and a day, and it was happening a lot during the Biden administration, and they were complaining. I mean, one guy got arrested because he called the cops and says, I think I shot somebody. Well, why would you do that? You know, pretty soon, this is going to be American brouhaha. I mean, I have the Civil War going on in my brain 24/7 trying to figure out whether or not, legally and constitutionally speaking, there's no such thing as a preemptive pardon. I'm sitting here trying to figure out, you know, the Constitution under Article 2, Section 2, and Lex Green wrote an article about it on News with Views. And I'm looking at this going, wow, I backpedaled a little too soon. Because he says the U.S. Supreme Court has interpreted this language to include the power to grant many different forms of clemency, generally less sweeping than a full pardon, including not only pardons, but also conditional pardons, and as Trump just did, unconditional pardons, with Ross, commutation of sentence, conditional commutations of sentence, remissions of fines, forfeitures and other criminal financial penalties, respites and reprieves and amnesties, according to all the footnotes. By definition, U.S. law, a pardon pertains only to those who have already been charged with a crime. Pardon power does not apply to anyone who has not yet been charged, tried or convicted or sentenced of a crime. I mean, this is common sense. And basically what Lex Green is saying is that these are all fake pardons. Let's see whether or not anybody gets on the phone and calls their congressman and says, hey, these are fake pardons, and tells them to go study Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution. This covers the executive branch of government for those of you who have forgotten what the Constitution is. And John Whitehead, by the way, when we come back on the other side of the news break at the bottom of the hour, John Whitehead, who is a constitutional attorney for the Rutherford Institute, that's Rutherford.org, is going to be joining us. And you might have questions about this because he says the Constitution has gone AWOL from presidential power grabs to martial law. So is it extreme viewpoint or is it reality? According to Justice Neil Gorsuch, rule by indefinite emergency edict risk leaving all of us with the shell of a democracy and civil liberties just as hollow. Well, here we go again with the Supreme Court justice using the D word. No, it's not doomsayer. Democracy. Do we have a constitutional republic or do we have a democracy? You remember a long time ago, Franklin was quoted as saying, a republic if you can keep it. Well, have we? No, we elected a bunch of blowhards that, you know, get up on the platform, on the podium, on their soapbox and rant and rave about, oh, when I'm elected, I'm gonna. And then they get in there and they start doing stuff and people cheer them on and yeah, we need more surveillance and yeah, we need body cams and yeah, we need to, you know, more surveillance state. We need satellites spying on people. We need, really? When is that going to stop? After George Orwell's book enters completion on our society and we turn into a full blown 1984 and Winston Smith loved Big Brother and we're all going to love our government? I mean, as soon as I heard AI created mRNA vaccines, again, my ear tuned off. I just said, nope, I'm dismissing that. And here again, what is a vaccine designed to do? It is designed to prevent cancer or prevent something from happening. A vaccine is designed, I mean, remember Gardasil? And what did it do? Sterilized a bunch of people and get, you know, you got herpes or whatever, HPV, or you got the virus, or and all of a sudden, you know, human papillomavirus, and you need Gardasil, and you need this, and you need that, and you need to, and the Texas governor mandated it. Remember that? All these girls went out and got it, and now we've got adverse reactions. Girls can't have kids? Oh, my. All because everybody puts their faith in modern medicine rather than going back to the way things were. And you wonder why our time in this earth is so short and why people are dying much younger? A lot of them are dying because of blanket stupidity. It's serious business out there, folks, because Trump has this big support base called MAGA, and he has other GOP people who love Trump and think he's doing the right thing. But to get up there and say, hey, we're going to have AI take your blood and create a vaccine. Well, see, if Ellison just said, in this clip we just played, that there are little tidbits of cancer floating around in your bloodstream, and AI can analyze these and create a vaccine. Well, wait a minute. If cancer's already in your bloodstream, what do you need a vaccine for? Do you understand the logic here? Again, feed on President Trump's ego to get him to do stuff. We need to do this, Mr. President. You'll be a hero. Oh, really? Oh, well, I'll go ahead and sign this executive order then. Just like Biden did, pardoning Milley. Thoroughly modern Milley. That's right. The guy that called China and says, hey, if we're going to attack you, we'll call you in advance and let you know. Yeah, that's right. What's behind door number two? It's Dr. Anthony S. Fauci. Dun, 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 dun. And the fake J6 committee. Let's not forget them, too. Hey, does it sound like a commercial? Hey, it's a little too early for that. Oh, my God, it's early. Fake pardon, huh? Interesting how that works. All these people, the U.S. Capitol Police who testified, that doesn't include Cassidy Hutchinson now, does it? You know, we can get her. We can get the little peons, but hey, let's protect Liz Cheney. That sounds like fun. You know, fake pardons are nothing more than a publicity stunt in an effort to provide blanket immunity, according to Lex Green, for political friends who committed crimes in the performance of their political offices. After a proper investigation into their actions, if evidence of crimes exists, these individuals are not immune from prosecution as a result of Biden's fake pardon, Lex says, because the president has no power to grant blanket immunity for political friends guilty of crimes known as preemptive pardons. I didn't see that anywhere in the Constitution. But, you know, they go back to 1866, and of course the other side will argue, hey, wait a minute, the Supreme Court way back when made a ruling. Well, maybe we need to challenge that. I mean, hell, we overturned Roe v. Wade, didn't we? I mean, why not overturn that little 1866 decision and say, hey, you know what? It's obvious. If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's a bloody duck. And I mean, if, you know, Biden didn't pardon himself, did he? Hey, you know, we're not going after a sitting president now by going after Trump. We can unravel his entire network. You cannot sit there and do blanket pardons on stuff because we thought we were going to commit a crime, or we got together behind closed doors and chomped on cigars and made up stuff about Trump and made up stuff about the J6 protesters and called it an insurrection when indeed it was a riot incited by agents provocateur put there by the Biden administration, because we have a corrupt FBI, we have a corrupt ATF, half the Secret Service is all DEI, that needs to be eliminated. I mean, you saw what happened when you don't do your job. So we need to get rid of these people that adhere to DEI. Oh, yeah, it all needs to be merit-based. In other words, if you're willing, and you got to wonder about, you know, Clint Hill, the guy that was supposed to take a bullet for Kennedy in Dallas, he wasn't there on the bumper of the car that fast. I mean, you know, they all kind of like stood back, didn't they? Makes you wonder. Of course, it had nothing to do with that executive order that Kennedy signed, basically, you know, putting out those $450 billion worth of no interest U.S. notes now, did it? That you wonder all about this garbage. You know, Lincoln tried to do the same thing with greenbacks, remember? And all of a sudden, John Wilkes Booth, you know, James Earl Ray. Got to wonder about all these people. They give them three names. Pretty soon it'll be Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr. It's almost, this is turning into, God, I can't think back into the days of Harry Potter, you know, Barty Crouch, Jr. Oh, man. You know, it wasn't the old man, it was the kid. The kid did it. Yeah. You know, this pardon power of the president applies only to convictions under federal law. Did you know that? See, Trump could not pardon himself from the felony he was charged with in New York because pardon power under the Constitution only applies to federal convictions, not state convictions. And it also extends to the military court-martial cases as well as convictions in the Superior Court of the District of Columbia. Why is that? Because that 10 square mile area is Washington, D.C. And you gotta wonder about all those J6ers that trickled out of the D.C. gulag and why the military didn't just come in there and start arresting the guards and the warden and everybody else and throw them in their jail cells that the J6 detainees occupied and just left them there. Teach them a lesson. You know, when you don't do what we say, here's what happens. Now we got two states of emergency going down that John Whitehead's going to talk to us about. All these promises made and promises kept, and what happened to the Constitution? We'll talk about that when we get back from the news break. Stay with us.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
And we are back after the news break. John Whitehead joins us. He is with Rutherford.org. This is something that you folks need to join and donate to. You can donate through the website. Right, John?
Right. Yeah, it'd be good, too, because we do a lot of work out there with cases, money to fight for the First Amendment rights and get a lot of information out there. So, yeah, and I want to educate the populace. I always say is education, you know, precedes action. So America definitely needs to start taking action and quickly because our country's in trouble.
It is. Well, and the thing is that people don't understand what's going on here. I mean, they are listening to all these promises that were made before Trump took office, and now that he's in, there's a guy out there named John Bonifaz. I don't know if that name rings a bell to you, John Whitehead, but Bonifaz basically said, we've just launched a new campaign calling for an impeachment inquiry against Donald Trump for offenses he's already committed upon taking the oath. And the impeachtrumpagain.org. A fight for democracy. I think some of these people have seriously forgotten that we're in a constitutional republic, or at least we thought we were. Where did we go wrong, John?
Many years ago, if we sort of start with, George Bush when the tower went down in New York, you know, the 9/11 situation. And, within a month, about a month and a half, the USA Patriot Act was, enacted by Congress, which gave the government every bit of power to come in, destroy your home. They can do sneak and peek searches while you're away. They come in, look at everything you do in your home, your computer, whatever, leave and not tell you. Go into your bank and get all your banking information. Go into your library. Wherever you meet with people, if you're in let's say you're in a civil liberties group and you're wanting to just fight for freedom, they go in and get all that information, but the group cannot tell you they've been, or they may wind up in jail. And there's an amazing amount of powers that any president has now, and the people under him can use it, by the way. The president might not even know they're doing it. And I tell you what, the things I'm seeing develop now, some of them are bothering me. I don't know if you've seen the erection of this, they're starting on this new Stargate program. Have you seen that?
I have been reviewing parts of it. Yes. It's pretty scary stuff.
Yes, scary stuff because it's a $500 billion program where all these AI groups. I've been writing about AI for quite a while and warning people that AI, once it gets going, and listen, Musk even warned about it in the early days that it was not a good idea. And Stephen Hawking, all the big people that worked at it, even a Google executive actually resigned and said, I cannot do this anymore. Building AI machine, he said, we're creating God. That's what he said. He said, we better watch out. And under this new Stargate system, I mean, what's being proposed is constant surveillance of every individual in the United States. They'll be policed no matter what you're doing. And we're moving into what they're kind of referring to now as a prison planet. And you must always be on your best behavior. You'll be being watched, even when you're using the bathroom, by the way. Drones, then, will be incorporated. They'll be everywhere. You know, drones now look like birds. They look like insects. They can crawl in your home, collect information on you. And none of this surveillance will ever be able to be turned off now under the Stargate program. That's what's being proposed. And it will give the government the most amazing powers. I think it's going to be devastating around the world, but it's going to move forward, by the way. And add that to all the powers the president has already and his administration and people working with him. Powers amassed initially by Obama, Bush, Trump, now Biden, and it gives them the power to do anything they want to, you know. When we have the presidential-elect talking about possibly going into hospitals or his administration, schools, churches, to arrest people that they want to arrest. That's been raised, and I'm going, wait a second here. Read my book, Battlefield America, which I go into the future. Please do not do the Hitler stuff. You know, he had that kind of power. You do not want that a president or anybody in the federal government having that kind of power or state government or anywhere. So what I'm trying to do is wake people up. And, you know, now there have been 41 declared national emergencies under the presidents. And most people don't know this. They have a continuity of government now in the government, which means that if something happens, the president gets injured or whatever they deem, and the country may be collapsing. They already have a department called the continuity of government, which will take over the government and rule now like a regime. Listen, folks, I've done a lot of this. Like I say, Brotherford.org, we do a lot of writing on this stuff, and it's all footnoted. Get educated on your government. Like I say, education precedes action. If you don't know this is coming at you, you can be at your in your home watching TV, and you may be watching a program that they consider dangerous, and you might hear a bang on your door. You open the door, and there stands government agents wanting to talk to you. We're seeing more of that, by the way, with FBI now is doing SWAT team raids on people, and where they're arresting former veterans, by the way. I'm a veteran, because they have a gun in their home, and someone says they may be dangerous. They're going to shoot these people in their homes. I mean, that's shocking. You don't allow that stuff to happen in a so-called free country.
Well, I just wonder, because Trump said that this FEMA program and emergencies need to be dealt with by the states. He said that on Hannity last night. And, of course, now people are really, especially his opponents in the Democrat Party, are keeping a very close eye on all the stuff he does and are very quick to come out, you know, judgmentally. The two national states of emergency, I can understand at the border, the southern border, what is going on there. But this, yeah. I've been talking in the last segment about the AI jabs and about the surveillance state that Larry Ellison is proposing. And I'm like, folks, this is pretty scary stuff. I mean, this is 1984 George Orwellian garbage that they want to bring in here. I mean, nothing will be sacred anymore. And the sheep just went, bah, I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't done anything wrong. Really? Well, that's for the government to decide. And see, the more power that you give the United States government and the bigger government is allowed to get, I mean, and then, you know, we have John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, up there whining about the fact that George Soros just bought 40% interest in WWL, his station in New Orleans, which is a 50,000-watt AM station. And what do you think he's going to be pushing? What kind of agendas do you think he's going to be pushing? And how did the FCC manage to pull that off? Democrats?
We have no, again, we have very little power to do anything anymore. And I've been telling the people for a long time that the only power we will ever possibly have is, because the federal government's not going to listen to us. You're talking to someone who's sued in and out of Washington, D.C. for over 40 years, is getting involved in our local governments and taking them over and pushing back. The 10th Amendment allows local governments to nullify acts of the federal government.
That's
Most
true.
People don't realize that because no more are we taught our Constitution in public schools anymore, the Bill of Rights, any of that stuff. Declaration of Independence is considered too radical to be taught in school. They don't want you to know that you can tell your government to get the heck out of your community and stay out. Don't be sitting in. Listen, when you say states will be doing some of this, well, a lot of your states now are working directly with and being controlled by the FBI, which trains police chiefs, by the way. Most people don't realize that. And so the FBI is not a very friendly group, by the way, when it comes to enforcing the law. And they can be very, very, I mean, we've been fighting them for years on different issues. They're not a group that's devoted to democracy and self-government. They want the rule of whoever is over them. I mean, I have old veterans who have written a paragraph about their service. The next day, one of the veterans called me and said he couldn't believe it. Knocking at his door were two FBI agents who told him if he did any more talking about his work as a veteran, they were going to take him and send him overseas and kick him out of the country, and tried to frighten him. And of course, when they called us, we wrote the FBI and said, back off. Don't be doing that kind of crap. And they do back off at that point because they don't want to be exposed for doing these kind of things. But that was 10 or 15 years ago. They're watching everything we're doing, and they've been doing it for a long time. With the expansion of the Stargate program, there'll be absolutely nothing. Even what you're thinking, they believe now, will be something that they can control and watch and regulate.
Well, they've already been able to search the internet and find out everything that you've looked at. So, you know, this is really getting dangerous.
They're recording our phone calls now.
You got to love that, folks. Calls. Oh, but John, I haven't done anything wrong. I was just having a conversation with my daughter about what she was fixing for dinner, and now their FBI knows everything. Oh, my God. You know, see, I don't want to get people in a panic, folks, but we need to wake up. We're going to take a couple minutes here for some messages and come back with John Whitehead. Stay with us. This conversation is getting deep. Deep state. Yeah. Need a document notarized even when one or more of the signers is out of state? What a faster way to close your real estate deals by getting your documents professionally notarized online at ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com. For more information and to book an appointment, visit ProfessionalNotaryOnline.com or call Aaron at 941-400-8282. A trusted Krieger Files partner. Good in all 50 states. That's 941-400-8282.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
And we are back from the commercial break with John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. The web address is rutherford.org. And if you go look at it, I don't know, they may be watching you. John wants to do the right thing. You know, he wants to bring the founding fathers framework. There's an alliteration of F's for you this morning, folks. Wants to bring that back into perspective here. And this is one of the reasons why they file amicus briefs and lawsuits trying to uphold the rights of people. That's what they do at the Rutherford Institute. That's one of the reasons why you probably want to back John. Go to the website and donate today to keep this thing going. I do. I donated, didn't I, John?
Yes, I appreciate very much because you know, we're a nonprofit group.
That's right. That's right. So here's the thing, folks. Now, we were talking earlier in the show, John, and this is just this latest article about all the unchecked things that the president does when he starts ruling by edict, which is executive order. But I'm just wondering, we were talking earlier in the show about the fake pardons that Biden issued, and I was basically touting Article 2, Section 2, which talks about pardons and the definition of pardons. And I was reminded in an email of an 1866 Supreme Court decision that said that the president can do whatever he wants and give whatever, you know, unconditional pardons or whatever kind of pardons or preemptive pardons. And I didn't see the word preemptive in the Constitution. Did you?
No.
What's your take about the fake pardons? You think we can still go after Biden and his family?
If you want, invite it. Yeah, but again, it's something that the courts do, by the way, are dodgy. I don't know. Like I say, it's very difficult in the courts today in some cases because they're not listening to the thing you're saying. They're part of the group. And I've actually had some major journalists tell me that in many situations, the so-called courts, even the Supreme Court, will back off of things if they feel it might injure the federal government. So be careful how you file those cases and do whatever you do. But I will say this. We're in a system right now that believes in itself. It doesn't believe in the American people. It's not a democracy, as we call it, by the way, a people's democracy. And I keep encouraging people to think like a civil liberties lawyer. The Constitution starts with those great words, we the people do ordain and establish. You know, they go on to say a government. So who is the government, folks? We the people. I'm telling you, quit putting all your trust in government agents and at the local level or any of it. Become the government. That's what some of the great early writers of early America, they were astonished. When they came to early America, they said, wow, this country's led by local governments. They don't have a national government like all the empires, over the British Empire and all those people. And it was run all by local governments. And listen to this. Many of them are run by what they call the Black Regiment, which were ministers who would wear their black robes and pull out their weapons, by the way, at the end of their sermons and say it's time to fight back. And they led part of the American Revolution in a very strong way. And I'm telling many, many ministers, by the way, get involved with your local government. Become the local government. Lead your congregations to establish and maintain freedom and maintain those Bill of Rights that James Madison wrote for us. By the way, he wrote the Bill of Rights, James Madison, the First Amendment that gives us freedom of religion and speech and all that stuff. The Fourth Amendment, which the government's trying to abolish, by the way, they want to bust in your home. 80,000 SWAT team raids annually, busting in people's homes today. But he said we ought to mistrust all those in power. If you trust any government official just because you like him or whatever, you're being very foolish. I say start with that principle, not to trust anybody in power, and establish freedom. That's how you're going to do it. You may have a great government leader, but maintain them as great government leaders. Don't let them be controlled by money and the power they find in Washington, D.C. Like I say, I've sued it out of Washington, D.C. for over 40 years. It's a mess of corruption, by the way. Money, whatever, in that town. Do not believe anything the government tells you unless you check it out to be true. And you can do this, again, if you get off of your butt and stop watching all these TV programs that people are completely connected to, and start getting up and getting active in your community, we'll change the face of this country.
Yeah, that seems to be a big problem because the lockdowns that happened during the latter part of Trump and the Biden administrations have just changed people's minds about going out and doing anything. And basically, I mean, they know where people are at any given moment of the day because of the way our surveillance state works now. But when Larry Ellison started talking about we can keep cops honest and citizens won't do anything wrong, you really think that citizens aren't going to do anything wrong because they got a camera pointed at them? I mean, look at the summer of 2020. We had all these people burning down Minneapolis and the cameras of the media cameras were all pointing at them and they were calling it a peaceful demonstration. I mean, yeah. Come on. I mean, this is just nutball in this country now.
Yes, and again, it's because we're not educated citizens. I talk to people all the time and say, even lawyers, can you give me the five freedoms of the First Amendment? And they'll look at me and muse and go, I'll go, wait a second, you're an American citizen, right? That should be drilled in kids' heads from day one in the public schools. And as a job as a parent, get your parents groups together, get down to your local public school, and tell them that they either do it, teach your kids the Bill of Rights, or they're going to start moving against the public school. And listen, we're dealing with a system now that has gone so long, and the people have allowed it to go so long, believing that it was going to work no matter what it did or what it said, because you're indoctrinated into believing that it's going to be that way. It's not that way, folks. And we're moving, I'm telling you right now, when I'm seeing this AI stuff in the Stargate program, we're moving in a direction that Hitler would have dreamed of and said, wow, this is great. This is really out of control.
And we can take out our, you know, anybody that disagrees with us. Isn't that wonderful?
All you do is say one wrong word and they're going to come at you. And people are going to be darting and running away. In fact, I wrote a book called The Eric Blair Diaries, which goes into all this stuff. And when I read the Stargate stuff, I went, whoa, they're copying my book. Because I was predicting a future control by AI and drones and all that stuff. Because I saw it coming years ago when I was researching. And that's the thing about this, folks. There was a great writer in the 1960s who wrote a book called Understanding Media, where he said basically that people do not understand things because the environment surrounds them, whatever it might be, electric this or intelligence, and then it grabs them and they don't realize it. It's taken over our control. If there's any hope right now in America, fight against all this AI stuff that you're going to be pushing down your throat, because you will not have any ability to fight it after it's firmly established.
So the thing is that with this national state of emergency going on right now, John,
yes,
we're talking about not just the energy crisis. I mean, that's something that can be resolved, that the electric utilities would even get their act together and prevent this, you know, reinforce the grid against EMP and other things that could harm us. But, you know, we've become extremely dependent on electricity. Our houses are wired like crazy. And when the electric gets shut off, people go crazy. Your sewer septic systems don't work. The pumping stations don't work. Your houses back up. I mean, people depend on this stuff so much. And so, you know, when we impose an energy state of emergency, I mean, it's kind of vague and ambiguous to me, but when you go to the national state of emergency on the border, and Tom Homan just announced they arrested 380 illegal aliens in one area, and they're going to deport 308. I go, well, wait a minute, how many millions did we have enter the country illegally, and you only got 308 on day one? How long is this national emergency going to last the entire four-year Trump term? I see that happening. Am I wrong?
I see it happening. And it's going to, you know, again, it could be solved in many different ways, by the way, but they're not doing that. And they love the national emergency because that gets everybody fearful. And how do you control people? Who said it? Fear is how you control people. Hitler said it. So.
Yeah, that is a very sad state of affairs.
And people get afraid because they get all this stuff shoved at them. Everywhere now. It's going to get worse, by the way, if things don't slow down. And the only way it's going to slow down is they realize the people are starting to wake up. We're asleep. Some people have referred to the American people as walking zombies.
Wow, that's a sad label.
I keep telling people, you're not going to get the news over television, folks. The news, the so-called news shows and all that stuff. Many writers of the past that have worked, but people have won Pulitzer Prizes and stuff, have gone on to write articles and said, hey, be careful of TV news and some of your big publications. The CIA and the NSA actually have best articles and works with them to present the information they present. And they turn tragedies into entertainment. And people sit and watch it with their eyes glued to it, their mouths open while eating their popcorn.
And they become sadistic.
Yeah.
They think it's fun watching, you know, Schadenfreude is what they call it. It's a German term for people that delight in watching other people's misfortunes.
Exactly. Those people are evil. Yeah. Those people are evil. The news media told me they're evil.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. We can't trust mainstream media, and I think it's already come to the point in time where a majority of Americans understand that you can't trust mainstream media, and that includes Fox. Fox News is just as bad.
You don't trust them.
No. You gotta love it. And the fact that you have, George Soros now invading Odyssey Media and taking over major radio stations. I mean, we're gonna be tossed about to and fro. But John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, I'm glad you're out in the front end of the game informing people. Folks, you got to stand up and do the right thing. Rutherford.org is the website. Go there. John Whitehead, thanks so much for joining us. We're out of time for today. In the meantime, God bless all of you, and God bless the United States of America. We will be back
tomorrow. Thank you.